Hello, everyone. This is Sharon, and welcome back to another day of Sharon's Daily Inspirations. Happy Mother's Day to everyone out there celebrating Mother's Day, whether it's yourself who's a mother, if it's your actual mom. God's blessings be to you all. I cover all mothers with blessings, and blessings. And then speaking of that, I was reading a devotional. I just want to share it with you, and then this will be it for the day. I'm not going to hold you long. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, New Living Translation. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all that you do, and he will show you which path to take. Again, there was a pretty cool devotional, and I just want to share it with you. It says, when I became a mom, I was overwhelmed by the enormity of the responsibility. If I didn't feed my children, they wouldn't eat. If I didn't bathe them, they wouldn't be clean. If I didn't hold them and love them, they wouldn't be held or loved. If I didn't, then they wouldn't. The Lord was with me every step of the way. When I was sad, disappointed, tired, or overwhelmed, I reminded myself to trust God. Every time, every day, it is a choice to trust in the Lord and believe the promises of his word. As your children get older, as her children got older, she began to pray for them and that they would make godly decisions and trust the Lord to help her. Now that she has adult children who are raising their own children, she continues to trust him and she knows the plans for her family. That was a very eye-opening thing. It says, you know, if she didn't feed them, they weren't going to be fed. If she didn't take care of them or clean them up, they wouldn't get fed. But the most important thing is that if she didn't love them, if she didn't hold them, if she didn't hug them, how many people can say that they actually received love from their mom when they were little? And if they had received all the hugs and all the I love yous and all the kisses, that they would be a better adult today. I can say that that would be so many of us who can say that we needed that love. And even thinking back real quick, I said I'm not going to make this long, right? Thinking back quickly when we went through the pandemic and we were not able to, well, those of us who didn't have family in their homes or anything like that, we didn't have anybody to hug us, to hold us, to give us a kiss, to say I love you. I mean, of course, you got somebody on the phone, but you don't have any of those things. You don't feel those emotions. And a lot of people miss that. So that when the world started opening up, some people just went, you know, all out. But giving somebody a hug, saying I love you is so important. And this mom recognized that she had to do that for her children so that her children and her children's children would be able to do that and get the love and get the affection that they need. I just say to everybody, not just their mom right now, hugging your children, hugging your spouse, hugging a family member, hugging a friend, or hugging a church member, somebody that you love, you care about, giving them a hug, saying I love you, sharing love with them, showing that they matter, that they're important, making sure they have food on their table, they have clothes on their back, they are clean. Taking care of others is so important. God loves us so much that he gave us his only begotten son. He takes care of us every day. And for that, we are so grateful and thankful to God. Father God, I am so glad that I can trust you in every area of my life. You always show yourself faithful when I don't understand what's happening. I trust you to guide my steps. Thank you for always being worthy of my love and my trust, Father God. I adore you, I glorify you, I magnify you. Thank you, Father God, for being with every mom, every child, every spouse, every marriage, everybody, Lord God. But let us all know that we can hug you. You hug us back. Let every child know that they need to have affection and that they can find affection in you, Lord God. Let them go up to their moms and hug them. Let them be able to do that, Father God. Let them find someone in their home, mom, dad, brother, sister, that they can hug on, that they can love on, that they can have safety in, because hugging and loving and all of those nurturing things, we need those to start as a child. We need them so that when we become an adult, we will have those nurturing feelings within us and we will be able to reciprocate that in our relationships. Lord, we love you. We thank you. We adore you. We don't take it lightly, Father God. But we thank you right now from this day forward that everyone will feel loved. Everyone will feel the hugs. Everyone will give kisses and show affection from this day forward. We love you. We thank you for mothers everywhere, Father God. We thank you for relationships that they will be rebuilt from this day forward. God's blessings be to everyone. I love you all.
Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye. Mwah.